welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway. I'm the author of several books on Tudor history, and I also run the Anne Boleyn Files and Tudor Society as well. Okay, now, today, where am I taking you today? Well, the Tudor period, definitely. But on this day in Tudor history, the 14th of July, 1551, so in the reign of King Edward VI, that's the son of King Henry VIII, 15-year-old Henry Brandon, 2nd Duke of Suffolk, and his 14-year-old brother Charles, 3rd Duke of Suffolk, died of sweating sickness at Buckden in Huntingdonshire. They were the sons of the late Charles Brandon, 1st Duke of Suffolk, and his fourth wife, Catherine Willoughby, Baroness Willoughby de Eresby. And she was also Duchess of Suffolk, having married Charles Brandon. Now, sweating sickness, or the English sweat, as it was sometimes known, was a horrible illness which decimated towns and took thousands of lives in its five main epidemics in England in 1485, 1508, 1517, 1528, and 1551. It killed quickly. Chronicler Edward Hall wrote of how it could kill within 2 to 3 hours, commenting that some merry at dinner and dead at supper. And I'll give you a link to my talk on sweating sickness, my video on sweating sickness, so that you can find out more about it. It's such a strange illness, and we don't actually know today what it was. Its symptoms don't seem to match anything that we really know. Now, these two boys, Henry and Charles Brandon, had been studying at St. John's College, Cambridge, when sweating sickness broke out in the town. Fearing for their lives, their mother, the Duchess of Suffolk, who'd been staying in Kingston, a village just outside Cambridge, had the boys moved to the home of the Bishop of Lincoln in Buckden. While the boys were being moved to Buckden, the Duchess herself became ill. By the time she'd recovered enough to travel to Buckden, Henry had already died, and Charles, who had succeeded his brother as Duke of Suffolk, was dying. Now, both boys died on the same day, within a very short time of each other, and the poor Duchess of Suffolk must have been completely distraught, completely heartbroken. The boys were buried privately at Buckden, and then a special requiem mass known as A Month's Mind was celebrated on the 22nd of September 1551. John Stripe writes that it was performed with two standards, two banners, great and large, 10 banerals with diverse coats of arms, 2 helmets, 2 swords, 2 targets crowned, 2 coats of arms, 2 crests, and 10 dozen of escutcheons crowned, with lamentation that so noble a stock was extinct in them. And of course, he's talking when he's saying that so noble a stock was extinct in them. It was because, of course, the dukedom of Suffolk had gone now. The Brandons, the boys, there were no male heirs in the family anymore, because Henry and Charles were the only living sons. So, of course, there was Frances Brandon and Eleanor Brandon, daughters who Charles Brandon had had with his previous wife, Mary Tudor. But this line of boys had been wiped out on this day. So sweating sickness is a very, very strange illness. People like to say, oh, was it hantavirus? Was it malaria? Was it some type of pneumonia? But the symptoms just don't fit clearly into an illness that we know today. It's a very strange thing. But I'll give you a link to find out more about it. But that's what happened on this day in Tudor history. In 1551, these Brandon boys had their promising lives cut short by this awful illness, leaving the Duchess of Suffolk. She must have been very distraught by this. I'm sorry to leave you on such a gloomy note, but that's how Tudor history is sometimes. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.